on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Maski Flor of Kahana, Umi Hichmitz. The Gemara says a Koresh, in the beginning, the Psukim counted his reign from Nisan because he was a Melech Kosher, but afterwards he soured and he became a Rasha, and then they counted his years from Tishrei, like any Goyisha king. So Rav Kahana said, at the time that the Pasuk says that his reign was calculated from Tishrei, was he a Rosh at that time? The Rav Kahana, Rashi says, Umi Hichmitz, Ba'otso Shona, doesn't say. Yeah. Umi Hichmitz, Kisha'ola Ezra. Rav Kahana is not saying that he didn't become a Rosh at some point. Was he a Rosh already when Ezra went up? Vaksiv, Bigera Shesholach Biad Ezra, Lepacho Shehoyolo Be'eretz Yehuda. Right? He sent a letter with Ezra to the leaders that he appointed, Pachos, that were in Eretz Yehuda. He sent them instructions with Ezra. And that's obviously the time when Ezra went up, when the Psukim seemed to say that it was he already was a Rasha. We'll see from the letter, it doesn't seem he was a Rasha. It says in the Pasuk there, Uma Choshchan, whatever the Kohanim want. Rashi, Uma Choshchan, Kolomar, whatever the Kohanim want, give them from me. Ubnei Torin, v'dichrin, birds, and ayolim, the imrin, and sheep, la'olom, that they can bring for korbanos, la'olod shmaya, to the Rabbanu Shalom, chantin mela, chemer, u'moshach, give them salt, and wine, and oil, Kamamar Kahanoya de Birushalayim, Lahumis Yaiv Lahom Yom Biyom, Dilo Shalom. That should give daily to the Kohanim all that they need, all these products, and don't be negligent in giving to them. So you see that he was still a tzaddik. He's giving the Kohanim all these things. Omer lo, Rebbe Yitzchak, Rebbe mitunach. So Rebbe Yitzchak said to Rav Kahana, from that pasuk itself, you can see that he already became a Rasha. Why? Because in the end of the pasuk it says, Dilahon mahakrovi nichochin lo'ala shmaya, umatzin l'chai malka ubenohi. They should bring korbanos from what I gave you, and they should daven for the life of the king and his children. So you see that he was all doing it all for ulterior, his own purposes, that they should daven for him. Rashi, mitunach, mimasoach, from your load, shaboso aleinu lashivenu, you're asking a question, from your question, he can have the answer. Ani meshiv chatshuva. Re'ei makosuba, dilahon makrovin, umatzen l'chaim malko, lamad deshalo l'shem shemayim osa, kim lanoso, he didn't do it l'shem shemayim, he did it for his own purposes. In Mamela, what's it called? He was a Rasha. Gemara says, person who does that, gives tzedakah for an ulterior motive, is not okay. But Tanya, Omer Selah Zulit tzedakah b'shvil sheyichyu banai u'b'shvil she'ezke b'lechai olam haba, harei ze tzadik gomer. Right? Rashi says it's tzadik gomer. It doesn't imrogel b'kach. He's not a tzadik gomer from doing it one time. But if you do it, if you normally do such a thing, you give tzedakah, but you do it for an ulterior motive, you're a tzadik gomer. Some say it's tzedakah gemura, hareza tzedakah gemura, or hareza tzadik gomer bedover hazeh. This thing is tzadik gomer. So Moshe says, "Lo kasha, kam b'Yisrael, kam b'aldikachavim." Depends it by Jews or by goyim. Jews who believe in olam haba, so they're not expecting a reward immediately if they don't get it right now. So they realize that they'll get it in olam haba, so they don't have complaints if they don't get what they said. But a goy who doesn't believe in olam haba, if he doesn't get it immediately, he complains. He has tainus on the Rabbanu Shalom. So Koresh had the din of a goy, and Tosa says, L'chorit says, Al tiu kavodim ha-misham shem rabam nasi kavod pras. So that's talking about goyim. And the Tosa Shanta says, I mean goyim means anybody like a goy that would have complaints if he doesn't get what he made the condition. But a person who will not complain, But he's doing it al-manas, that he should do something. But if he doesn't get it, he won't complain. There's nothing wrong with that. The Maharal says that that's midas chasidus, what it says in Pirkei Avos. But this is a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik. You're not a chosid if you do it al-manas l'kabel pras. Others say al-manas l'kabel pras is only osur if you do it for olam hazeh. But this is b'shvil sheyichyu banai, or yichyu l'chay olam haba. It's talking about olam haba. It's not talking about this world. Therefore, that's okay, even l'chatchil. Okay. But for a goy who's going to be boed, if he doesn't get what he wants, that's something that shows that it's not proper. Okay. Kan b'Yisrael, sheliba l'shamayim. V'im marin lo b'chayev, eno kori lo tagar, elatola yisurin bavono. If a Jew doesn't get, he says, I'm giving this for tzedakah that my children should live. His children die, he's not going to have time. He's going to be told that they die because of his aveira, whatever. And olam haba will be made up to him. But a guy, if he doesn't get what he conditioned his giving the tzedakah on, he complains. The Iboy Seimah Menolin Dachmitz, another pasuk that shows that he became a rosh at that time. Deceive, Nidbochin the Evan Golol Talta, right? That he gave layers in the building of the mikdash. Three layers. There was three of stone, the nidbach di'o achadas, and one of wood. One layer of wood and three layers of stone. The nafgasom in beis malka tishoyiv. Loma le David hachi. Why did he make three of stone and one of wood? Sovri mardu biyuda ikloi benura. He wanted to leave one of wood, and in case they rebelled, he'll be able to burn the beis hamikdash. Shlomo also built a beis hamikdash, and he used beams of wood. Shlomo also made it three layers of brick and one layer of wood. Shlomo oved milamala. No, Shlomo put the wood on top, so it couldn't be used to burn the place. The iu oved, he made the wood on the bottom. Shlomo shakev binyana. Shlomo put it into the building. He didn't put it into the building, he left it exposed so it could be burnt. Shlomo sadya besida. Shlomo covered it with plaster. He left it exposed so in case he had to burn the Beis HaMikdash, he had a place to start. Rav Yosef, the same Rav Yitzchak, Minolan da Achmitz Mehoch, another pasuk that says he became a Rasha. Vayomer li hamelech vahashegel yosheves etzlo. The king said to me, and his shegel was sitting next to him. My shegel, Amarava Barlema, Mishmei Darav Kalbasa. He had a dog, a she dog, that sat next to him that he had relations with. And even a goy is also to live with an animal. Rashi, Evan Golo, Nidbachin de Evan Golo, Kosav Shishol Biat Ezra, Kosu Bo Shuro Shal Avne Shayish, Sholosh Bechomos Habayis, the walls of the mikdash, the three layers were stone and one was wood. Kalbis olamishkov. He used to have relations with his dog. Ubnei Noach uzor olkach. Even a goy is not allowed to live with a dog. Shenemar vayula boser echad yotzu behema v'chayev av shenem nasim boser echad. Right, that a person lives with his wife and they become like one flesh. That excludes animals where it's not one flesh.
What? Part of one of the Sheva
Mitzvot? No, it says it's not one of Sheva Mitzvot. It's an extension of Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis, it's an expression, but which Gili Arayis is also? So since it says V'hayu L'basrecha V'dovak B'ish, though, we learn from there, not with a behema. She'en yoldim min ha'adam. It's not Basrecha because they can't give birth. They can't get pregnant. Verses Elamiyato Hodiksivi Al Morish Mai Hisromamto, Lamanye de Besei, Hetev Kodamoch, the Ant Varav Ravonoch, the Shiglosech, Velechenosech, Hamra Shosim Bahon. Right, the what's it called? The Pasuk says that Belshazzar had the tremendous haughtiness against the Rabban Shalom. He took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and he and his officers and his Shego, right, drank wine from the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. The ish shegel kalbasa here, if a shegel means a female dog, kalbasa bas mishtaya chamrahi, dogs drink wine from cups. Mursa's holokasha. The mouthful of a shasi. Yeah, they were trained to drink wine from cups. Elamiata the sea benos malachim biakrusecha nitzva shegali minecha bekesem ofir. Right. The Navi says that Klal Yisrael bizocha, that the daughters of kings will honor them, and the shegel will stand to our right in honor of us, but kesem ofir with a golden crown. The shegel kalva, so he might come a vassal with Navi. Navi's telling us that dogs will stand to our right, and when Mashiach comes, that'll be an honor to have a female dog standing to your right. If it means a queen, it's an honor. Mam vassal Navi Israel hachikomer. In the schar that the Torah is as precious to a Jew, like a female dog is to a goy, that's why you're zocher to this crown. So why do they compare the Torah to a goy's female dog? So they say that even a person, the Torah is has to be chaviv to the point where it's not natural. It's an unnatural love. Person goes crazy for the Torah. That's what the Rambam says. That's what Avas Hashem is. Just like the goy goes crazy and lives with a dog, it's not normal, right? That's the kind of love a person has to have for the Torah too. V'boy seima la'olam shegel malkasahi. A shegel is not a queen. It is a queen. It's not a dog. V'rabba bar leima gemara gomrila. In this case, it meant a dog. But normally it means a queen. But here, he treated the dog like a queen. Or he treated the queen like a dog. No, he lets it go, treated the dog like a queen. So, amai kori lo shegel, shahoysa chaviv olav kishegel, en chanami. Shegel means a queen. But lamaisa, he treated this dog like his queen. Inami shoshiva mamakam shegel. He put her on a throne next to him like a queen. Iboy yiseima menolan da'ach mitzmehach. Another proof that he became a rasha. From the following, at kesef kikrin meya beyond kant, and I think that all of these cases are not necessarily rishoyim. The case of the dog is a rasha, but all these other cases not rishoyim. It's just that he wasn't a melech kosher anymore. The only reason we counted his years like a Jew, right, is because he was a melech kosher. He's no longer a melech kosher. Ichmitz, he got sour, but doesn't mean necessarily he's a rasha. Because the thing, if he asked he did these things shalom v'shem shamayim, doesn't make him a rasha, just doesn't make him a tzaddik. So since he wasn't a tzaddik anymore, his years were counted like a regular goyish king. Same thing over here. At kesef kikrin meya, v'at chantin korin meya, v'at chemer batin meya, v'at batin moshach meya, u'melech delokosav. Later on, first he said, give them whatever they want. Then he changed his mind. He gave them a specific amount for each thing. Except for salt. So Mikara below Kitsusa, the Hashem Kitsusa, you see that he wasn't such a big tzaddik anymore. In the beginning he gave without a limit, and now he limited it to specific measures. So where it says, V'dilma Mikara lohavi kimle b'kitsusa, maybe in the beginning he didn't realize how much they needed. Now he saw what the need was, and he said specifically, this is how much to give. So there's no raya that he's not a tzaddik anymore. All the other proofs that he became not a tzaddik are the proofs, not this one. Rashi, Kalbus, oh, we said already, Benos Melochim Biakrusecha, Miakrus Oscha LaOsid Lavo. The princesses will honor you in the future. Laolam Shegel, the Alma Malkasah. Really, a Shegel means a queen. But in this case, for Rabbi Barlema, the high shegel, the hacha gemara gomrila, mirabi the kabbasa. Here, the shegel means a dog, even though normally it means a queen. And why was it called a queen over here? Because either he liked her like the queen, or he put her in the place where the queen was. Ad kesef kikrimeya, tnulohem leboni habayis. Here he said to give them a specific amount to build the Beis HaMikdash, not as much as they wanted. Okay, ula regalim. Rosh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. The Gemara says regalim be'echad b'nisan hu. It's a Rosh Hashanah l'regalim on the first day of Nisan. B'chamishasar b'nisan hu. The regal isn't until the 15th. Rav Chisda regal shebo Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. It means that it's Rosh Hashanah l'regalim means that the first day of Nisan ushers in the month where that will be significant to the Yomim Tov. It's the first Yontif. Nafkamina, what's the difference if it's the first Yontif, second Yontif? Nafkamina l'noder l'meikam aleva baltacher. A person made a nether, right? He's going to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, a korban, whatever. We'll see if it applies to tzedakah also or to other nedarim. Stam nether. A person makes a nether, he's going to drink wine. He doesn't give any time limit. So the Ritva holds that this the halacha applies here also. He has three regalim, or according to different opinions here, how much time he has over baltacher. And the Ramban says it doesn't apply to nedarim like that. There, whenever you'll do it, you'll do it if you didn't give a time limit. It applies to nidrei hektish. You made a nether of carbon or something, or tzedakah or something like that. We'll see tzedakah as maybe different. Later the Gemara will discuss tzedakah. Reb Shimoni, and it goes according to Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds Bal Ta'acher depends on three regalim passing by in order. And Nisan is, and Pesach is the first. The Tanya, Echad HaNoder, Ve'echad HaMakdish, Ve'echad HaMarich. Person makes a nether that he's going to bring a korban or bring something to the Beis HaMikdash. Or he's makdish something and he has to bring it now. Right? He's makdish something to Bedek HaBayis or makdish something as a korban. Or he marich, he brings erichin, erki olai, right? And he has a specific amount he has to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Kivin she'over olav gimel regalim over about ta'achir. Once three regalim pass by, he's over the lav of lo sa'achir l'shalmo. He has what's it called, delayed in bringing it. It's an isser. Reb Shimon omer, gimel regalim kesidron v'chagamatzas t'chila. Reb Shimon says, no, it has to be three regalim in order with Pesach first. The chain hoy Reb Shimon ben Yochai omer, regalim pamim gimel, pamim dalit, pamim chamisha. Sometimes you need three regalim to be over baltacher, sometimes four, sometimes five. Ketzat, nader lifnei Pesach, if you made the nether before Pesach, then after three regalim, you're going to be over baltacher. Gimel, lifnei atzeres, if you made the nether before Shavuos, so then you need Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Again, it's five. Lifnei achag, if you made the nether before Sukkos, arba, you need four in order to have an order. Okay, Rashi. Nafkin, regel shebo Rosh Hashanah regalim. Regel shehu b'chodesh ha'nichnos be'echa b'nisan. It's the yontif that comes in the month that starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Who Rosh Hashanah regalim. That regel is Rosh Hashanah for regalim. Nafkamina, the high Rosh Hashanah, what difference does it make if it's Rosh Hashanah or regalim or not? Linyan neder. Shumuzer v'val ta'acher, v'tola akosu v'churei shlosha regalim, v'ashmina masnisan she'enu over ad she'a pesach rishon l'shloshan. She'im ovru olav shloka sidrin over. You're over v'alta'acher three regalim, and they have to be in order, and Pesach is the first one. That's like Reb Shimon. There's a shayla, whether really you have to bring it right away. But until three regalim, you're not going to be over a lav. But you're delaying. Or no, it's not called delaying bechlal till after three regalim. At that moment, not only is it delaying, but you're over the yisr too. Echad ha'omer, ha'omer domi olai. Now, there is a person says, my worth, I'm noder to the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshamen also ke'evet. Then we figure out how much his actual worth is as a slave. The echad ha'makdish dover lebedek habayis. He's makdish something to bring to Bedek HaBayis. This chair I'm bringing to Bedek HaBayis. The Echad HaMarich Shomer Erki Olai. Erki Olai is a set amount according to the year and the sex. Sheher Erech Kosu B'Torah Kati Shonet. According to the year, according to the sex of the person. Pamim Shlosha, Pamim Shu B'Bal Tacher B'Shlosha Regalim. Sometimes, according to Reb Shimon, you'll be over Bal Tacher if there's merely three Yamim Tovim that went by if you started before Pesach. Pamim Chamisha D'Bayin Kesidron. Sometimes it'll be five, sometimes four, because you need it in order, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos.